Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence, Mr. Joe McGranahan, the superlative co-host, the best man we ever had in that chair ever, is here.
On a Monday.
Right. Well, yeah.
What's different about today? You know what's different about today? For the first time this year, we're both wearing long sleeve shirts.
Oh, well, yeah. Plus, well, my shoes are off, but that's always the case.
I'm well aware of that, okay. Believe me.
Only because you see it. Tell the audience I don't. My feet don't stink.
I wish I could, but I cannot tell a lie.
You're funny. Yeah, Matt thinks that's funny. He's never seen me with shoes on.
I can attest to that.
Which part?
That you always have your shoes off.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Matt, I still have some areas where I supervise Matt. Yeah, Matt, you're not working 9 weekends in a row. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, yeah, Matt Cotrillo.
Could be worse. You might decide to do the show in your underwear.
Yeah, let's just stick with the shoes off.
Yeah, I'm more than willing to go with that.
Yeah, nobody else takes any other articles of clothing off around here other than
you're the
shoes.
Only person I know who partially disrobes to do a radio program.
Jeez, well, come on. Disrobes. Shoes aren't considered robes.
Well, I don't know about that.
All right. Anyway, all right. Mr. Matt Cotrillo is our producer today. Rob Center has a very well-deserved day off. I don't know what he's doing. They've still been taking good care of Dixie, so maybe he's running him to and fro, or running her to and fro. But in any event, Rob deserves a day off, too. So I hope he gets a little rest mixed in. And we have Matt, of course, our fabulous news director, is doing a good job. Big Eagles fan, so he's all happy today.
Big W yesterday.
Right. And, of course, your Steelers.
Let's not talk about that. They knocked Mason Rudolph out of the game with a bad hit.
What does he do?
He's the quarterback.
Oh, now he's the substitute quarterback. Oh, and you don't have any other quarterbacks,
well,
do you?
Well, we had a young man come in who did very, very well. You know, he could have won the game. Unfortunately, Juju Smith-Schuster fumbled a ball after he had caught it, and that was the downfall for the Steelers because their field goal kicker for the Ratbirds, as I like to call them, is very, very good.
All right. Well, one of our fans is a big Ravens fan. I saw Sarah Lover over the weekend talking on Facebook about
Sarah's a lovely young lady, but she's terribly misguided.
Well, she's from the Baltimore area.
Right, I know.
So yes.
So's Allie, but Allie roots for the Eagles.
Well, that's true. She got that straightened out. So anyway, so the Eagles won, and we're talking about teams that were playing on our sister station. So, yeah, the Eagles won their game. And Matt was particularly happy, too, because the rest of the NFC East lost their games. My Cowboys lost.
Yes, that is correct.
Rogers Redskins lost. And who was
the Giants.
Giants.
The Giants.
Okay.
Also lost to the Vikings yesterday.
Nobody likes the Giants around here these days.
Yeah, no.
I like the Giants.
Brother.
I'm not a big fan of them, but
That's like me liking the Cubs. There's no logic behind it.
Well, there's logic behind you liking the Dallas Cowgirls.
Oh, the
exactly.
Cowboys. Well, I fell in love with the Cowboys when I was a little kid. This was 40 years ago. Tom Landry was a coach.
You could have supported the Indians. I thought you were a liberal.
And Drew Pearson was
Drew Pearson,
receiver.
Wasn't he a columnist on radio?
And what was the name of the kicker that got into trouble after he got out? It turns out that he was not behaving appropriately after the games. A famous kicker for the Cowboys. His name escapes me. So, but yeah, Tom Landry, of course, the great coach. Yeah, so I'm actually an estranged fan of the Cowboys. We're not talking now, but of course, I'm still from them. So, and they are still of me.
I don't even want to touch that. I have no idea what it means.
All right. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We'd love to hear from you via email. And you can text us at 70236. We do not have any texts pending, no emails pending, no calls yet. But
I do have a comment I'd like to make.
Please, go right ahead.
You know, now there's a second whistleblower, and I think something that Nancy Pelosi said over the weekend made me think. She said, people are talking about, why are you having an impeachment of President Trump? He's not worth it. And she said, he may not be worth it, but our Constitution is worth it, and our republic is worth it. And I agree with her. But here's my problem. She says it's not political. It's not political. It's about the Constitution. If that's the case, why won't she take a vote to start a formal impeachment proceeding?
Explain the difference.
The difference is right now they're just doing it. They don't have to declare it, you know. They don't have to, in all fairness, they don't have to. But most cases, you know, you would say, all right, we believe there's enough damage here, enough the president has done wrong, that it warrants a full and formal investigation, and we'll take a vote to start one. But she doesn't want to do that, not because it's about the Constitution, but because it's about politics. She doesn't want to put her members in districts that Trump won the last time around in any jeopardy. So that means it is about politics. If she did that, if she said, I honestly believe that the president has done impeachable offenses and I'm asking the Congress of the United States to start a formal impeachment proceeding against him, then I would have no problem with what she's doing. But right now, they're issuing subpoenas and they're threatening to go to court. And I don't think they're going to win because no judge is going to issue a subpoena in the absence of a formal impeachment proceeding.
And so when, most recently, when Bill Clinton was impeached, the formal crime that was committed was lying to Congress?
No, it was lying under oath.
Lying under oath to anybody, or not to Congress.
Right,
to...
he was under oath. Well, I forget, the Congress, probably he testified, he didn't testify before Congress, but he testified, he gave testimony to the FBI and to investigators, and he lied under oath. He was deposed, and in that deposition, he lied.
Okay. So that was the reason he was impeached. For Richard Nixon...
Well, Nixon would have been impeached on a variety of crimes that he actually did commit. I mean, he could have easily... So if he hadn't resigned, he certainly would have been impeached and convicted.
Okay.
No doubt in my mind about that, because despite his assurances to the contrary, he was a crook.
And what did Andrew Johnson do?
Andrew Johnson made the mistake of trying to change a law that was rushed into passage shortly after Abraham Lincoln died that would not allow him to change the cabinet makeup. They did that because they were afraid he would be more lenient on the South than the Republicans wanted to be. And they impeached him for violating that law when he did actually dismiss some members of the cabinet, of Lincoln's cabinet. And they lost on that. I mean, they lost by one vote in the impeachment proceeding.
Okay.
And the conviction, or he was not convicted by one vote.
Okay.
So, I mean, his was purely political.
So
it was
the
a political
assumption
motive.
Is— So President Trump has done 1,000 things wrong in his tenure, but they say the quid pro quo, and of course now they're talking about the China comment too, these are illegal, trying to go after your political opponents.
I don't know if they're illegal. That's what bothers me about. That's why I wish Nancy Pelosi would put the Congress on record as saying, we think this guy has done enough.
Maybe they're still investigating.
But you vote to start the investigation, typically.
Okay. Rather than start the investigation, then vote.
Right. We believe there is enough smoke here to warrant an official investigation of the President of the United States with an eye toward impeaching him.
Is there a time frame, mandatory time frame?
No. As I said, they're not actually required to do that. They can do what they're doing, which is the chicken's way, in my opinion, just start conducting the investigations and the hearings without announcing that it's a formal inquiry into what the president has done. But I think they owe it to the American people, if they honestly believe he's committed impeachable offenses, to go on record, all of them, Republicans, Democrats alike, let everybody go on record and say, this guy needs to be impeached, or we don't believe this guy needs to be impeached.
Well, we'll take people want to answer Joe's question. Feel free to call us and give us your opinion. His question is, why isn't Nancy Pelosi calling for a formal impeachment inquiry now rather than it's really just ramped up investigations, probably in committees that were already conducting some sort of investigation into the president, because we still had investigations that followed the Robert Mueller report and were still part of the Russian collusion. The president, of course, illegally in that case, tried to influence the previous election, and now he's trying to illegally influence this election. So, not convicted of any of that yet, and of course not formally being inquired as to whether that's an impeachable offense.
One of our texters says, good morning. Before an all-out impeachment on Trump, the House needs more Republicans in the Senate to agree, because Moscow Mitch will try to make it fail. Well, I would agree with you, except for one small thing. The Republicans have an overwhelming majority in the Senate. They're not likely to change. It's not likely they'll vote against the president on the current information. But I think if I were a senator, if I were a Republican senator, and the House took the formal action of starting an impeachment proceeding after a vote by everybody in the House, I would have to give that more serious weight. Mm-hmm. Because right now, as a Republican senator, I could say, hey, gee, this is just political. These folks aren't taking a vote over there because they don't want to put their members in jeopardy. So when they get serious, I'll get serious.
Okay. 1-800-795-9565. There have been a couple serious Republican senators speaking out for more information.
And they paid a price, Mitt Romney in particular, over the weekend.
Oh, what did he... What
well, he came out and said he thought that call was ill-advised.
Right.
He said some other things about
and
the president.
China.
The president called him basically a loser.
Well,
said we're lucky...
Being name-called by the president.
Well, he said the Democrats are lucky they don't have a Mitt Romney. One thing about the Democrats, they stick together.
Okay.
They may be lousy politicians, but they stick together.
I gotcha. Interesting. All right. So we got a Benedict Arnold among the Republicans.
Perhaps even a Quisling.
That's what I was going to say. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're enjoying some history conversation. That's the beauty of having Joe here. That's the one advantage of having Joe here on a daily basis. Another is that he's posed a question, why doesn't Nancy Pelosi do a formal inquiry? Or should she not do a formal inquiry? Right now, we have just a half a dozen investigations within House committees trying to find out more. Find out the more text messages and get more China comments lined up. So this affidavit of probable cause that will go with the formal impeachment inquiry is going to have about five or six elements in it of sort of illegal things that the president has done. So give us a buzz. Is that true? Is what the president done just sort of illegal? That's my wording. But we'd love your opinion. 1-800-795-9565 is the open phone. Call us now. Let us know. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Our good sponsor is the Sunbury Motor Company, and they are a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. I haven't seen a good car salesman from Sunbury Motors in almost 48 hours. They were at the Drive event, Drive for Your Community event on Saturday in Sunbury for some of the Shikellamy special interests, the Science Club, and so on. And so I got to drive a Ford F-150. Now, this is a nice truck, 2019 vehicle. Mickey and
1929.
Selma.
1929.
Yeah, 2019.
Boy, they got a few leftovers, folks. Hurry on in.
Yeah, they're really leftover. It's just a super truck. It's got a double cab, an electric rear window, the auto start, V8. It's got the hitch already on it, electrical outlets in the back. It has that trailer backing up mode thingamabobby that you push the button and it helps you back up the trailer for you. And it's only $41,000. That is a crazy, that is a ton of truck. It's actually about 4 tons of truck for a very reasonable price, $41,000. You cannot beat it. So call Mickey Anselmo today and say you want that $40,000 perfect gray truck they got down at the Sunbury Motor Company. Tell them Mark sent you and they'll fix you up. They got a wide range of other vehicles there too, pre-owned and brand new Fords, Hyundais, Kias, and Lincoln. SunburyMotors.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We appreciate that.
It's also toll-free.
Right. Oh, that's true. You won't have to spend any money to call that number.
We make it easy for you to call in.
And you'll get every penny's worth of value out of that free call, I assure you. Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning. Question Joe asked is the reason she didn't start it the right procedure away is because she don't have the votes to get it through.
I think she does, Dan. I think she does have the votes to get it passed in the House, not necessarily to convict, but just to start the investigation. I think she does have the votes, and I don't think they'd all be Democrats.
I think that some of them Democrats wouldn't want to vote to impeach a president that's loved in their district. They'll pay a dear price for it at the next election. That's what I think. But here's a bigger problem, Joe. The heart of America is still with Trump. You can't impeach a president that's loved by his own country. You look, Trump showed the map here about a week ago of the counties across the United States that voted red for Trump. And it's amazing. Yeah, Trump lost in California, but still most of the counties voted for him. And all through them states, it's only the metropolitan areas that were for Trump.
And you mean for Clinton? For Clinton?
Pardon?
You said it was only the metropolitan areas that voted for Trump. I said I believe
right.
You meant Clinton. Metropolitan
right.
Areas voted for Clinton.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I said it backwards. But they were against Trump. And that's the heart of America is with Trump. We know this is like I said 1,000 times, this is the hate Trump people trying to remove a legitimate elected president that they never liked, they never will like, and they're ruining if they keep it up, they're going to ruin the country. We have the best president we ever had, and they don't like him. They want to get him out. They never did receive him in the election. He never became their president. It's a real cry and shame for what they're doing to our country, dividing it.
But don't you think the president is doing some bad things to our country, too? He's firing these flames of discord and disunity. He's calling people names, insulting people. Implying that their motives are crooked. I mean, he's not exactly giving other people a fair chance either, Dan.
Here's the problem, Joe. If they would have started out not calling him names from the very beginning, they were on him. They were going to try to make him so bad that they were going to make him leave office. They thought they could insult him so bad that he would just roll over like many other Republican presidents and try to laugh about it, try to joke with the media, try to make friends with them. Trump didn't do it. Trump punched them right back in the left wing of the Democratic Party and the left wing news media. He hits them back and they don't like it. And that's the reason Trump speaks out, and maybe it's not the best language, and I agree with you, Joe, but
he's
you know what?
Foul.
You know, that's the thing. He has to punch him back or they'll punch him out. Any other man would have resigned from office right now. He wouldn't put up with it. Trump's for the American people. Trump don't need this. He don't need the money. He don't need the hassle every day, but Trump,
his ego
we
needs
put
it.
Him in.
His ego
he's
needs
fighting
it.
For us.
Yeah, I don't pardon. Know. I appreciate what you say. Maybe they, people started name-calling him first, but just
they
because
did.
Just because, you know, two wrongs don't make a right, so and maybe two, somebody did wrong against
thing,
him. Maybe somebody did wrong against him, but that doesn't mean, like, 96 wrongs make a right. You know, anything anybody else has done about the president has done 20 times over with foul language and disparaging language and just... terrible insults and insulting people's wives and asking China to investigate his political opponents so that we can influence the next election. He's just stepped over the line.
But
so
is it
many
influencing
places.
The next election, or is it looking into a serious allegation of wrongdoing? I mean, I don't have any problem with investigating Biden and his family. I think they should be investigated. If Donald Trump's going to be investigated, as I've said before, let's investigate everybody.
Well, that's an interesting way.
Let's take
way
a look
to,
at everybody.
That's an interesting way to put it. But I think the main reason Biden's chosen for the president's outrage is because he was the likely nominee. He's now not doing quite as well. Elizabeth Warren was rising in the polls, and now she has a pickle. Thank you so much, Dan. Thanks for calling
in. Thanks, Dan. Well, she's got more than a pickle.
Appreciate that, Dan.
I think you put Dan on
hold.
Oh,
I did. There we go. Go ahead.
We had another caller there, but we had line two, but it seems to be gone. I think you disconnected it.
Not intentionally.
No, okay.
Please call back if I did.
Well, you want to talk about
you.
Elizabeth Warren, or do you want to continue with what we're discussing? You mentioned her pickle.
Well, she's. Let's see who the next caller is. We have a caller ready to go. There we go. So we'll get Al on the line here. Go ahead, Al. Since you too have Trump derangement syndrome pro version, which is the TDS. Point one for people who love the president. What should Nancy do? Al.
Anyways, I'm answering Joe's question, and it is because if the majority leader puts it to a vote, Pelosi, that will kind of level the playing field because right now. The Republicans don't have subpoena power or interrogation power when they bring him in for questioning. But if she puts it to a vote, then the minority will also have the power to subpoena and question the subpoenaed witnesses. That would level the playing field. Right now, she's just playing the game. And it's yeah. I don't know how to say it.
Delegitimizing. good job.
The vote that we made, for Trump. She's just putting everybody's vote aside, and it doesn't matter because the way she's just playing this game.
Oh, I think we're past the election. These are crimes committed in office. This has nothing to do with.
But are they crimes?
Well, that's
there
remains
are no
to
crimes.
Be seen. That remains to be seen.
I agree with Joe because. It's just a phone call, and, you know, the phone call is put out there, and once that was put out there, it was over. There's nothing there. Just like the Mueller report, there's nothing there. They can't accept the election. That's the problem. They can't accept the election, and they're delegitimizing all of our votes that voted for President Trump.
Yeah, I don't think
so. And if they keep it up, it's really going to get to the point where people are getting... I'm just so tired of it.
Well, let me give you another example, Al. This is going on right now. The wife of an American diplomat leaving an event in England drove on the wrong side of the road and struck and killed a young man on his moped. And she immediately left the country under diplomatic immunity. The British are trying to get her to return to face charges. The family of the young man she killed wants her to return. But the British government is calling American people to try and get, diplomatic immunity waived. So is that wrong for them to call for something that's for their personal political benefit? It's politically important in England to get this woman back so she can face charges. I submit it's not. I think it's their right to do that. I think it's Donald Trump's right, if he feels somebody may have committed a crime internationally, to ask another country to investigate it. I don't see anything wrong with
that. Well, the Mueller report asked 13 different countries for information.
Yeah.
He subpoenaed 13 different countries for information. It's the same thing. I mean, they don't want to play on a level playing field. They want the advantage, and they always had the advantage. And I'm not really a Republican because I have a hell of a lot more backbone than any Republican. I would be right there beside President Trump, questioning everybody's integrity down there. Like you said, give us 90 days of everybody's texts, everybody's correspondence. Give us a whole 90 days from here on back to see what everybody was up to. And then once you find something there, say, oh my, we better go look at during the election time. Let's look at everybody's. And Congress has a regular fund set up for the guys that sexually misconduct everybody.
All right, we got to get the break.
We're paying that with our tax money. We're paying for their sexual misconduct with our tax money.
Thank you, Al. Thanks for calling in. We'll get more from you in the next hour after the CBS News. Stand by or call back. You got a choice. We got at least a 6-minute break for the CBS News coming up. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, 9 o'clock. Good morning.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, the first full week of October now underway. It is October 7th, 2019. Matt Cotrillo is our great producer today. We very much appreciate his help and hard work. Mr. Joe McGranahan is with us. He's our good conservative co-host, but he's a natural-born listener. He'll listen to what you say. He brings an added advantage to this in that he knows what each of the presidents did wrong, and he knows what each of them did well, so over the centuries. So that's an add-on that we very much appreciate here. Plus, if you want to know about a particular coin, he can answer that probably from memory. So numismatist, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Fabulous. So good. Well, thank you.
I like money.
Coins. Well, that's true. Yeah. Most of the life I've known you, you've been earning money. So
coins, currency.
Anything. Okay. So that's Mr. Joe McGranahan. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar performer. Other than that, I can't think of any accurate description. And strikingly handsome comes to mind to me, but that's just Lawrence's ego again.
Didn't I say that for October already?
Yeah, you're good.
I thought you were fishing for it again.
I have it down on the second that you said that,
okay.
So that's good.
Thank you.
On the Mark, is that the day that you said it 3 or 4 times in a row?
I tried to cover the rest of the
year
in case I forgot.
Okay. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. On our show, we've been asking the question out loud, and Joe's got a couple answers so far. So far, the big answer is, oh, it's just political. It's no reason she won't do it. Why is it Nancy Pelosi calling a formal impeachment inquiry rather than just launching into action with several committees that are able to conduct investigations, and the majority of the individuals in those committees can do subpoenas, and so they've done that for some individuals, but the minority can't, which they would be able to if they had a formal impeachment probe underway, and so that's one factor pointed out by Al, so we appreciate that. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company, as we mentioned, our toll-free line is now open. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. Stan will go right to you, since you have called two times to get on the air today.
This is the third time.
Okay. Holy smokes.
No problem. You know, the Democrats are always saying that Trump is shredding the Constitution. What do they think Pelosi is doing with her fake impeachment inquiry. She is not following the Constitution. She's shredding it because she doesn't want to bring, you know, subject the people that are on, I guess, the bubble in districts that Trump won that are held by Democrat seats from having to voice their opinion of what they think, because she's afraid that they'll lose those seats and then they'll lose the House.
Right. And she said over the weekend, though, when asked, this is not political. But I agree with you. If she doesn't conduct that, if she doesn't take that vote, it is political.
That's all it's ever been is political since the day he won the election. They've been talking impeachment since day one. What was the date of the election in 16, November 8th? Since November 9th, they've been talking, you know, impeachment. Before he even got into office, they were going to impeach the man. For what?
Right. Well, they didn't have sufficient evidence then, and
they still don't.
They still don't have quite enough evidence. They have, you know, a couple of
They have
clues.
No evidence.
No, they have clues that he's doing misdeeds, but they don't have proof. So they got to keep working on it to get sufficient evidence. No, I'm glad that it's not the formal impeachment yet. And I think it's going to backlash. I think there's going to be an unintended consequence to this. I think it's going to actually hurt the president. Being a victim of a false investigation is just as bad as, you know, being just outright falsely accused.
It's a witch hunt. They're just angry at him because he makes them feel bad. You know, he hurts their feelings. Well, they've been starting since day one, accusing him of things, calling him names, saying he's going to be impeached, you know, and he's not like every other Republican that's ever been in office. He don't take the crap. And I don't blame him. It's time somebody stood up. I've been cheering since the day he was elected that he ain't taking the crap, because in the past, every time something's come up, the Republicans just bend over and take it. And it's about time somebody stands up to these leftists.
Well, I think that you make an interesting point. My concern is, though, that I don't think Nancy Pelosi can have it both ways. She can't say he's shredding the Constitution, he's doing all this bad stuff, and it's not about politics, it's about the Constitution, and then she won't have an actual vote that makes her members and the Republicans go on record one way or the other.
That's right. And you know, she flat out lied. I seen the clip to Stephanopoulos on an interview she did with him on ABC. She said that crap that Schiff put out there in the Intelligence Committee when he was reading what he said that Trump would have, what he really meant from his transcript, when those words were never anywhere to be found. She says, yeah, that's the truth. That's what it was. She flat out lied. Either that or she's just plain down stupid. I don't think she's stupid, so she's flat out lying, because she knows that stuff that Schiff was bringing out was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you do with a person like that?
Well, I believe in fairness, and I think there's certainly enough smoke here that the president, or that I could understand if the Democrats and the House voted to start a formal proceeding. You know, maybe maybe that's what we need to clear the air. But I mean, I look at Joe Biden. The president is saying, certainly by implication, that he's done something wrong or he needs to be investigated. If I were Biden, I'd be saying, investigate me. Let's get this done real quick. Get it out in the open. I didn't do anything wrong. Let's see who's telling the truth, who's lying. But he isn't doing that.
But he's the one on tape saying that he held up the $1 billion unless they fired that prosecutor over there in Ukraine. That's what Trump is trying to get to the bottom of. So that's right on tape. He admitted to it. So if that's not evidence, I don't know what is a quid pro quo.
But the difference is, though, Stan, that as I understand it, and I'm trying to be fair again, that the many countries were calling for this Ukrainian prosecutor to be dumped because they thought he was part of the problem.
Well, were they?
That's my understanding.
Did they threaten to hold up money? He threatened to hold up money. That's quid pro quo, because they were investigating the company that his boy Hunter got hired into as a $50,000 a month or more, you know, board member.
Well, now that I agree with you.
And he knew nothing about the industry.
I agree with you. That merits looking into, because someone certainly cashed in on somebody's name for him to get that kind of job. I know nothing
about.
Yeah,
I'd love to have that kind of job.
Sure, so do I. I know nothing about gas. I volunteer my services for $50,000 a month to any gas company that will have me.
Yep, me too. Sign me up.
Yeah, and I won't spend it on drugs.
Yeah. I understand that. You spend it on your grandkids.
Right. But, I mean, I certainly think there's enough here on both sides to take a look at. I mean, President Trump, I think what he's trying to do, and it may be smart, it may not be smart, by coming out and saying he thinks China should start an investigation of Biden, he's trying to normalize his conduct, make it seem like, well, this is no big deal. I'm doing it right out in the open. But if it is found to be a quid pro quo, then the question becomes, did he really abuse his office? If he did, that's a matter that should be brought, like any other charge you bring against someone you think did something wrong, and it should be adjudicated in a court of law, in this case, a trial before the Senate.
And the difference that relates to China so far is that the president's not withholding aid to China. Of course, we have a big tariff war going underway, but that's even on both sides at the moment. So he's not saying, well, if they investigate Joe Biden, I'll lift the tariffs or anything like that.
There was no aid withheld by Trump from Ukraine.
Yeah.
He mentioned it, but that was long before the phone call was ever made. And according to the Ukrainian president, he knew nothing about that delay in the payments of those funds. That's out of his words. So there is no quid pro quo. You know, it's pretty tough to have a return action when the guy doesn't even know something's going on.
Well, and plus the fact they've dropped everything else. I mean, you don't hear a word about Mueller anymore. I mean, they were demanding the underlying materials and all
this. And where did they go? Where did they go for their dirt? Mueller went to 13 different countries, including Ukraine. They were looking for dirt on Trump. Well, and Hillary was looking for dirt before the election. That's on an opponent.
And the Democrats, some of the Democrats wrote letters to those foreign countries saying, hey, you cooperate with Mueller or we'll pull your funds. So
exactly. That sounds like a pretty quid pro quo there to me, too.
Yeah.
So you can't have it both ways.
And on the other side, though, people always say, well, they're not the president of the United States. Well, you know, we keep hearing them say the president's not above the law. Well, are they? If it's a crime for the president, it's a crime for somebody else. I mean, you've got to be fair about this thing, and that's what I'm shooting for, fairness. If we're going to investigate the president, let's take a look at his accusations as well and see whether there's any merit to them.
All right. Thank you so much, Stan. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
appreciate
Stan.
That.
One of our texters says, I'm sorry President Trump thinks he needs to insult everyone against him by calling them names. If I remember right, Trump started calling all other Democrats running horrible names in the 2016 election. Trump is a big baby and can't stand being called stupid. Remember, sticks and stones will break your bones, but names will never hurt you, just hurt your feelings. Thanks, Bob.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do some news headlines, but you can get your calls lined up. Is it just political? Joe and I agree it's just politics. Do we agree on this? It's just politics?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I would say it's not just politics if they take the vote.
Okay, but they're...
And they demonstrate that they're serious about believing this man committed impeachable offenses. Put everybody on the record. Let's get it out there.
All right. And I, of course, am not a Trump supporter, but it's obvious that Nancy Pelosi's just playing politics by having the committees prepare impeachment elements that without the formal inquiry underway. We'll take your view on this. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. A dirtier dog he could not be, but guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors? I haven't seen it yet, so you give us your view.
And I would like to disassociate myself with the comment you just made.
1-800.
I think there could possibly be a dirtier dog.
Oh. Who?
Adam Schiff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. One bad parody. That parody just keeps coming back to haunt him. Did he get skewered on Saturday Night Live? Somebody did over the weekend. I know.
Usually the president.
Well, yeah, of course. That goes without saying. All right, anyway, we got open phones. 1-800-795-9565. If you want to talk about something that isn't impeachment, give us a buzz. We're going to talk about remark
pickle.
About, Elizabeth Warren. Now, she is got a little... and dirt in the closet. So
again,
we'll be talking about that. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236. News headlines shortly.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC Way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Mark Lawrence here. We certainly would love to hear from you today if you'd like to weigh in on our discussion. We are talking about the Trump impeachment non-inquiry that's underway. It's just a series of investigations at this point, and there is no formal impeachment inquiry underway. And Joe asked the question, why doesn't she do the formal inquiry? So we'd love to hear your view on this. What's your opinion as to why there is no formal inquiry yet? So give us a call and let us know. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Give us a buzz immediately. We'd love to put you on the radio. 1-800-795-9565. Sunbury Volunteer firefighters on their way to a fire this morning on Arch Street, so we'll keep you posted about that and let you know what comes of that, if anything. So we will keep you posted. Matt Cotrillo told us that. And I believe Mr. Kyle, yes, Mr. Young Kyle Alexander is our producer at the moment. So we have a handoff of our producer duties to Kyle. So maybe we'll find out what his political viewpoints are in the next hour. He shakes his head. No. No politics. He has no politics. That's probably what he's saying. All right. We do have some very brief news headlines. Today's the deadline for Pennsylvanians to register to vote if you want to participate in the November 5th election.
Paper voter registration forms must be received in county voter registration offices by the close of business today or postmarked by today if they're being mailed. Acting Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar says people can also register to vote online at votespa.com until 11:59 tonight.
In the last 30 days, online voter registration has actually outpaced paper. So 60% of the voter registrations submitted in the last 30 days were submitted online, and 40% were submitted by paper.
Meantime, Buchvar says the recently launched online application process for absentee ballots is off to a good start, with more than 10,000 voters already taking advantage of that option. Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
A panel discussion focusing on gun violence is set to take place tonight at Susquehanna University. The discussion is titled Not One More, Power and Persistence in the Movement to End Gun Violence. It will take place at 7 p.m. at the Isaacs Auditorium at SU Seibert Hall tonight. The panel features three leading advocates working in Pennsylvania to prevent more gun violence. The discussion is part of a series of events related to advocacy, focusing on volunteers and professionals working to advance a variety of social causes. More details at susq.edu. The discovery of the last ship that brought Africans to the United States as slaves may offer a test case for reparations. Relatives of steamship owner Timothy Mayer, who financed the trip in 1860, still live in Mobile, Alabama. So do descendants of the people he enslaved. And while no formal push for reparations has begun, the subject has been bubbling up quietly since earlier this year when experts identified the wreckage of the slave ship Clotilda. Many Clotilda Sundance say that reconciliation with mayors would suffice. Others hope the family helps with ambitious plans to transform a downtrodden community into a tourist attraction. Some want cash, some want nothing. And the discussion comes as Congress considers whether to create a reparations study commission.
You obviously ain't from the South, boy. It's Mobile.
Oh, Mobile. Yes.
Not Mobile.
Yeah, thank you. You're right. I do know that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And
I'm happy to help you out during these difficult
times. I am
not
from Alabama. You're right. Or the South. Finally, California is trying to stop the use of deceptively edited videos aimed at influencing elections. Legislation signed by Governor Gavin Newsom targets deep fake videos that include deceptively edited audio and video designed to give someone a false impression about a political candidate's actions or words. A state Democratic lawmaker introduced the legislation after an altered video of the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi emerged that appeared to show her slurring her words. It was shared widely on the Internet. The bill bans distribution of such content within 60 days of an election. The ban does not apply if the video includes a disclaimer that it is satire or parody. It allows a candidate to seek damages against anyone who distributes such a video. Opponents have raised free speech concerns. Yeah, I don't like the videos either, but I agree that there's a free speech issue associated with this.
An issue?
Yes.
All right.
Well, it's a
form. Does that differ from an issue?
Well, it's somewhat. Yeah, it's a little more refined.
I see.
And this is a form of an art, parody, and clearly labeling parody is fine, but I think in an open
right,
market.
It's when you don't clearly label it, as Adam Schiff didn't clearly label it.
Oh, his parody.
There you have the problem.
Well, he had his tiny sentence of disclaimer. Right. That was it. Well, that's just not something I think you would do in Washington, D.C. You're a ranking U.S. House member. The least you could do is make the things that come out of your mouth in a hearing true statements.
Well, to the best
of your knowledge.
Either that or you want to feed the other side more ammunition. I think if the Democrats were smart, they would be playing this as if they meant it to be nonpartisan and as if they meant it to be a serious investigation, a serious look into serious charges. They start that by having the vote to start an informal impeachment proceeding.
Mm-hmm.
They continue it by having the committee chairman bending over backwards to be fair.
Okay.
But, that doesn't always happen. One of our emailers said, we got it here, and I thought this was interesting. I looked it up. Maybe you have some more information that I don't have. It says, Joe, you keep repeating, let's investigate Biden. Joe, it's been done. Nothing was found. Get it? Well, I looked up investigations into Biden, Ukraine, and I was searching that during the break, and I can't find anything other than when somebody reports on it, they assert that the allegation is baseless. But they don't quote any specific investigation or any process that showed that Biden was looked into and exonerated.
Okay.
They just say
he was
that it was baseless.
Right, this has happened,
right.
And now it's over.
So who investigated him? And where? But he says just a year after leaving the White House, Biden was sitting on a stage at the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington to present an article called How to Stand Up to the Kremlin. He had been answering questions for almost an hour when the moderator turned to the war in Ukraine and the prospects for peace. Among the things standing in the way, Biden said, was growing corruption. And then he told a story recounting a trip to Kiev. In 2015, Biden described telling the then president of the Ukraine that he had to fire the prosecutor general or the U.S. would not release $1 billion in loan guarantees. This is a quote from Biden. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. Biden told the crowd, taking a long look at his watch for effect, if the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a blank, he told the audience, he got fired. Video of the statement quickly ricocheted around the Ukraine and Russia. On January 24th, the day after the event, it appeared on Russian Today and the Kremlin's main external propaganda channel and a feeding house for right-wing conspiracy in the U.S. 1 week later, it was on Sputnik. Back then, it was presented as evidence of U.S. meddling in internal affairs of another country.
Sputnik?
I guess it's a publication.
I guess so. not the
but
old
nowhere
Russian
in
satellite.
Here, and then it says it went on to be a baseless claim of the president. But where is this investigation? Who conducted it? Where was it? Was it released to the public? Was there a big story? Biden exonerated in fake investigation. I didn't see it.
Mm-mm, no.
Did you?
Yeah, I know. And I think, but even so, let's suppose he has been investigated and exonerated, or suppose not. You know, what difference does it make? He's running for president, so that should be part of the media scrutiny of that they should be doing of any candidate if you're in national news media. So that should be looked at, and that can happen. If he's been exonerated already, you know, bring that out as part of his campaign scrutiny. But that has nothing to do with the president. The president is doing his own set of questionable actions, which should be investigated, whether you're doing so with a political motive or not, and subsequently we should know soon, I mean, if these investigations produce anything, whether it rises to the level of misdemeanor. I don't know. I haven't changed my opinion. I think the impeachment inquiry is just political. I think the president is guilty of many, 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 many things. High crimes and misdemeanors, yes.
Really?
Or no. Reprehensible human being, yes, but that is neither a high crime nor a misdemeanor. In fact, it seems most people in the country seem to favor it in a president these days, so that's good for them.
Well, if you want to be offensive, I mean, I guess that's not an impeachable offense.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he lives.
Oh, my gosh.
Chris, you're on the mark.
Drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris from Milton, the ultra-smart Democrat.
You go out of state for a couple weeks, and you come back, and boy, they're still peddling the same old lies there.
I was calling evangelical community. I called the hospital to see if you were there.
No, just out of state.
Welcome back.
To the North Country. But anyway, the people who supposedly investigated Biden were Ukrainians.
But nobody in the U.S. that you know of for this purpose, anyway.
So was there a crime committed in the U.S.?
Well, the very people he accused of being corrupt and investigated him, huh? And exonerated him. That doesn't bother
you? That's the story from the Ukraine now.
Okay.
And, like most places, when you investigate something and you don't find anything, you just announce that that's been investigated and it's over. You don't release details of the investigation. That's standard legal procedure. That's probably why you haven't heard of it.
Where was that story, though, that they just said we investigated and nothing was found?
That's what they said.
Where? Where'd they say it? I didn't see it.
Ukraine.
Where? What publication? What date? Where?
Well, it was months ago, and people have repeated it ever since. Now, whether it's true or not, who knows? But that's what they say.
Right, and you're right. They do keep asserting that it was that this charge was debunked, but nobody cites any
and you
background.
Have nothing to say that it wasn't.
No, I don't. Right? I admit that. But
you have Republicans. You have Republican reporters. You have Republican investigators. I assume they're working on it. If they had found something contrary, don't you think they would have said it?
Don't know.
Okay, end of argument. You don't know anything? I don't know except what's been reported. Okay? Done. And you're pretending that that's wrong for some reason.
No, I'm just saying that.
So let's go on to another thing.
Well, let me just finish this. If we're going to have an active investigation of the president's making charges against Biden, the Democrats are making charges against the president, let's clear the air and investigate everybody.
He's making charges against Biden that are based on really crazy right-wing conspiracy theories about the server being the Democratic server being in Ukraine and all sorts of dumb things like that that have been totally debunked. You have a conspiracy theorist president who lies at every opportunity. What are you going to do?
Well, one of our texters
said now about Schiff.
Okay, go ahead.
He did say that this was the equivalent of what was said on the phone, not that it was exact. And he was obviously exaggerating a few things, but very few. If you go through what he said and you go by the transcript, it's all there.
The part there, the president says, I want you to dig up dirt on Joe Biden. Those words never entered his mouth. And that's what Schiff said.
He did mention Biden's name, didn't he?
He did, but he didn't say, I want you to dig up lies about him.
And he did mention the...
Chris, he didn't say he wanted him to dig up lies.
Thing or whatever it was, the crazy conspiracy theory.
But he did not say to dig up lies about him.
Investigated who broke into the servers and decided it was the Russians.
But
they're
he didn't.
Trying to make them a part of the conspiracy.
Chris, nowhere did he say, I want you to get dirt on Joe Biden. He said, I think you should look into it. He didn't say, I want you to dig up dirt on him.
No,
And that's what Schiff said.
He wanted a public investigation. He wanted them to announce that they were investigating in order to him so he could inflate that. He doesn't care about whether there's dirt or not. He just cares that there's an investigation so he can crow about it and say they're really looking into this dirt, that they were really looking into Biden now, and it'll be coming out any day.
Well, now you're reading the president's mind.
He said he wanted a public statement of investigation. That's what he wanted, because that's enough for him. He doesn't need facts. He's never needed facts. You know that, Joe.
Now you're reading his mind. Now you're reading his mind. You're determining what he's going to do.
I'm asking you a question. Has Trump ever needed a fact to make a charge?
Yes.
Come on.
You asked me if he's needed them. You didn't ask me if he had them.
This is a man who's now accused of something.
He definitely needs facts.
He made the charge without facts, therefore he hasn't needed the facts. You just admitted that.
No, I said I think he definitely needs facts, and I'm willing to concede sometimes he acts without them.
He needs facts to prove them true. He has no facts at all when he makes the charges.
But you're missing my point.
Which is what I said.
Okay, but you didn't answer the central question I asked earlier. If Nancy Pelosi is serious about this, she said over the weekend that the president, someone said to her, why are you doing this to the president? He's not worth it. And she said, it's not about the president. It's not political. It's about preserving the Constitution. It's about preserving our republic. If she feels that way and it's not political, why won't she schedule a vote to put everybody on the record in the House as to whether or not they believe...
Well, scheduling a vote seems to be as much political as not scheduling a vote, isn't it?
What?
Doesn't matter whether you do it or
not. I mean,
there's
nothing in the Constitution says that in order to have a Constitution, you should vote on having an inquiry of a... in order to have an impeachment, you should vote on an inquiry of impeachment first.
But that's the way it's usually done.
I'll find that in the Constitution, baby.
That's the way it's done. That's the way it was done with Bill Clinton.
It's been done that way, what, three times, twice?
Three times out of four.
Three times out of four.
This is the only one that hasn't been done.
Hold on, man. Chris, I want you to answer a couple quick questions. First of all, Chris, why didn't the Democratic National Committee allow the FBI to look at their supposed hacked servers? What?
They looked at the digital duplicates of them.
digital duplicates.
That's all they needed.
Okay. Another question from a good listener says, let's see. Joe, there's been no investigation into Biden and his son's corruption, the reason being that President Obama's Department of Justice didn't do it because Obama was involved.
Well, first of all, what corruption do you have any evidence for except... And if you're all upset about... presidents or vice presidents' sons being hired for things and who aren't even part of the official government, look at what Trump has done that you're ignoring. His daughter, his two son, his brother, his son-in-law, all in official jobs, talking with the Chinese about trade negotiations and their businesses at the same time.
But none of them making $50,000 a month.
Chris,
none of them are making $50,000 a month. None of Trump's kids are making $50,000 a month from a company that their father had dealings with.
Oh, I don't believe that one.
You think they make more than 50?
Have you seen their tax returns yet, Joe?
As a matter of fact, I have.
That's another topic.
They send them to me all the time.
All right, Chris, we got another.
As far as Hunter goes.
Hey, listen, we got another call.
He got paid that for 1 month we know of. We don't know if that was his regular salary or not.
The total he got paid was $3 million, Chris. That's been widely reported.
Total. All right, Chris, we got another call.
He got paid on the $50,000 a month figure.
Hold on, Chris. Just hold on, all right? Don't go away. Do not go away. I got to take a break, and we're going to put Bill on the phone, and we're going to get back to Chris. We have to finish this conversation with Chris. And we got some texts. Read one text, and then we'll take the break.
Says, yes, Chris, there are people looking into Biden's crimes. Sarah Carter and John Solomon from The Hill, to name two.
All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. 9:43 in the morning. We have two callers, one of whom was already on the line for a short time. Joe, have you any texts?
Hard to say where to start here. What makes Chris's comments so important that you go on and on? Time limits apply to all, do they not? Stick to the rules you use for other callers.
That's what we did. As soon as Bill got on the line, we stopped Chris.
But we haven't taken Bill's call yet.
Right, which is what we're going to do right now.
Bill, you're on the mark.
There we go. If I push the button.
You're on.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Poor Chris. He got the CNN bear goggles. But here's the whole picture, right? The Democrats are trying to get rid of Trump on hearsay. He said investigate. Oh, he did not say investigate. He said look into, right? You want to get rid of the guy for that reason. We got to get rid of him no matter what, right? This is what's making the headlines every day because a phrase. Now let's flip it. Trump, he's peeling back the onions, right? He's peeling back the onions. He's peeling back the corruption, right? And these career politicians that have been on the tape are frantic. They're like ants. They're like scrambling. They're fighting for their lives and what they've been doing for their whole career in politics. And with Barr bouncing around in these countries, you got Hillary, you got all these peoples are livid because they know they're going to be exposed. And when Trump said he's going to expose everything, he's putting everything out there and he's exposing it. Regardless how you feel about the man, he's doing the right thing. That's the bottom line.
What corruption has he uncovered?
He's every time these Democrats come at him, he exposes something else. Look at the emails and all that if he wouldn't have won, would never would have been found.
Biden
never would have been found.
What emails?
If Hillary.
Oh, okay. Like well, but was, in the past 2 years,
would have been gone. This man is exposing all the corruption. And the public
keep saying
is
that.
Blind to this.
But what corruption has he exposed other than Hillary's emails? So we'll stipulate that for some reason. But anyway,
why are these knuckleheads fighting? And they are knuckleheads. It's comedy hour when they get on TV. Adam Schiff, oh my God. I can't believe that.
So Adam Schiff is corrupt and the president has exposed this.
He's an idiot. It would be politically correct with the radio. I mean,
well, that's not actually corrupt. Any idiot can get elected, as our president will surely testify. So what
I know you bang on the man, right? But the bottom line is he's doing, listen, look at the whole picture. What are they doing for the Americans? What is he doing for the Americans? And make a checkbox and go down. And then you tell me in the end, who's doing better for the country, Trump or the coup, the Democrat, and the ones that are
That's fine. I agree with you. Okay, President Trump would win that checklist. Let's just stipulate that. What corruption has the president uncovered, other than Hillary's email?
Look at all the stuff they're trying to stop. Look at all the stuff they're trying to stop.
All right, well, give us
Hillary,
a list and call
Hillary,
back.
It's all been documented with the subpoena emails, and the Republicans can't get it on the board because of the House. They can't get it in there because they run the House.
Gotcha. Right. All right, and Democrats can't get anything through the Senate. We got you. All right, thank you so much, Bill.
You know what's interesting?
Appreciate the call.
In a story that I read this morning, they point out that they're trying to get Michelle Obama to run for president, and they say maybe that's because Democrats now concede that the former president, Barack Obama, demolished their party. Under his leadership, Democrats lost 18 governorships, 816 state legislative seats, 12 seats in the U.S. Senate, and 64 in the House. Obama left the party politically and financially bankrupt.
So they went.
They're saying that
Michelle?
Joe Biden. No, they're talking about Joe Biden and the fact that he's hanging on. He's hanging on to Biden, to Obama's legacy, and the Democratic Party. The candidates have been taking Obama on, and now they're now admitting he left the party in pretty much a shambles.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Please, Joe, clear the text board, please.
So Ivanka and Jared are employees of the government, and what they do are part of the record, unlike what Hunter Biden was doing for the oil company in the Ukraine. Let's see here.
I think here.
And with the National Bank of China. Hunter Biden, I have no idea what that word is.
Was trading on
daddy's name to the tune of millions of dollars. If Don Jr. or Eric Trump did the same thing, the Democrats would be demanding a special counsel.
I think we did it. I think we should get a little extra credit for first of all, Stan is doing super fast texting, which is great. Plus, then the machine jumbles it at our end. Joe did it.
The person that said about Chris time limit must be a Republican. It's fine for Republicans to run over time. You big baby Trump supporters.
All right. And next one's a standalone.
Sounds like California is edging real close to violating the First Amendment with their political video law. And then the other one we'll save for when we actually get into the discussion of Elizabeth Warren.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'll take another mandatory break, but we have an open line. We got one caller waiting who's going to enjoy his minute when we come back. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We have open lines, 1-800-795-9565. Chris, by the rules, you get a minute.
Oh, you and your rules.
I know, we made them up.
Ivanka got trademarks or copyrights worth millions from China while Trump's negotiating trade deals. Well, she was there to supposedly helping him one time, I believe.
Were they warranted?
Hunter, Chris?
What
did Hunter's company get?
What did Hunter's company do?
He can't hear you.
Were they warranted? She got all those things? Did she deserve them? Was there an investigation that said she didn't?
What did Hunter get?
That's not my question. You're saying.
Why did they hire him? Who knows?
You're dodging the question. You're dodging the question, my man.
I'm not dodging the question.
Yes, you are.
I'm trying to get enough things in because you only give me 10 more seconds, probably, right?
Right.
So, I'm not going to be sidelined by your questions.
Okay. All right. Chris, thank you so much for waiting and for calling and for just being alive. I was calling Evan and everybody to make sure. Where'd our good liberal common sense guy go?
I figured you could live without me for a couple weeks, but apparently...
No.
Mark, you should really think about what Trump was actually doing and asking a foreign company to investigate his political opponent over the threat of withholding aid or the implication of a threat.
I agree. And ask,
do you really think that that's a non-impeachable offense? Because you seem to have said so.
Like Joe Biden did. Right. We've got to fire that guy.
No, Joe Biden was doing it had nothing to do with that.
Oh, no, we're going to fire the guy. We're going to get rid of that guy.
Thank you so much, Chris. So glad to have heard you again on the radio. Dick, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Well, this is real quick. This is more as a part of history. I'm sure Joe knows. You should remember when the president said the buck stops here. You know who it was?
Harry Truman.
Exactly. But you know who doesn't? The buck never stops with him. Now this weekend he threw Rick Perry under the bus over this whole damn thing, which he did. He said, I didn't really want to make this phone call, but basically, I'm just paraphrasing, Rick Perry talked me into it. But even more importantly, now he's throwing the Kurds under the bus over in Syria.
That's disturbing.
Go ahead.
I said that's disturbing. I agree with you. Throwing the Kurds under the bus.
That's absolutely reprehensible. They actually helped us defeat the ISIS.
Yep, they sure did.
And now he's throwing that whole. You know, they're going to have ethnic cleansing over there, and that's what's going to happen.
The Turks are going to come in and start killing all the Kurds. They believe they're terrorists, and they aren't.
But yes, one thing that Trump hasn't done right. This is the second one of many. But this is really bad.
I agree with you.
All right. Thank you so much, Dick.
Goodbye.
Thanks for calling.
Let's do the text.
We had another call, I thought. Okay. Let's see. Shift is corrupt as the day is long. He lies in committee, leaks closed-door testimony from intelligence, told the country for over 2 years he had irrefutable evidence that Trump colluded, yet we still haven't seen it.
All right, 1-800-795-9565, ultra speedy dialers. Mr. Kyle's ready to answer the question if he gets any calls. 1-800-795-9565. You would have to email us at onthemarketwkok.com. In case you haven't picked up on it, our main sponsor is the Sunbury Motor Company. We very much appreciate you paying them a visit. And whether it is a Ford, like my Ford F-150 that's down there, $41,000 for a fully tricked out Ford truck. I'll tell you what, you just can't beat that price. A Hyundai, which, of course, is the growing vehicle from around the world. Kia, which was, of course, made in Korea, but a super vehicle. Many of the Kias are made in the USA, and they're available on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Lincoln. I don't have to tell you anything else about Lincoln Continental or the MKZ or Joe's Navigator SUV. These are the nicest vehicles in the world. They are also at the Sunbury Motor Company in Hayfield. you haven't heard, a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks. It doesn't matter what kind of vehicle you have. The Sunbury Motor Quickland and the Sunbury Motor Garage and the great big truck garage and the body shop and the alignment shop and the car wash, and they'll pump you up in nitrogen, is the perfect elixir for an ailing truck. Master towing service as well, with decades of damage-free experience. Sunbury Motor Company, check them out, sunburymotors.com.
An elixir, why not a potion?
I'll tell you after Dan's done talking.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, you asked Bill where there was corruption. The first corruption was in the upper echelon of the FBI, and I don't mean the whole FBI, just a couple at the top. They were saying, we can't let Trump get elected, and if we do, we have an insurance policy that he won't ever get to keep in office. The two lovers in the FBI in high positions, that's corruption. They didn't think Trump would get elected, but if he did, they would have an insurance policy against Trump, which turned out to be the Steele dossier paid for by GPS Fusion through Hillary Clinton. There's real corruption, which the left never talks about. They never, if they do bring it up on CNN, they call it a conspiracy theory. And that will be exposed within, that's what Trump's going to expose in the next couple weeks. It's going to be out there so you can see it for yourself. So that's the that's one piece of corruption.
But in the meantime, we're not doing anything about health care. We're not doing anything about infrastructure. We're not looking for ways we can work together to make the country better. We're being bogged down in this, and I'm sorry, but the president plays as much a part in that as do the Democrats. You know, I think he honestly feels being impeached would help him win the election again.
He can't do anything because they don't let him. They keep bringing these investigations after investigations. All he end up is playing defense. He needs to go on the offense. It's not going to help.
Oh, he's pretty offensive some days.
And it's the only thing left he can do is the Republicans have to get on the ball and go on the offense. If he wins the next election, this BS is going to keep right on going on. They have to expose the corruption that was there in the upper echelons of the FBI and the CIA to keep Trump from getting elected, and also spying on him in his Trump Tower.
Well, one of our texters
has to be exposed.
One of our texters makes a good point. He says it's hard to prove the crime if everyone says they don't have to testify.
Right. Well, if they have something to testify for, it would be testified against Trump. They have nothing to this day except rhetoric, hate rhetoric against the president.
Okay, well, we'll have to pick this up tomorrow, Dan. We're out of time.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right, yeah, thanks for calling in.
We'll work at it. Having
thank
a
you,
good
Joe.
One.
We'll answer these and even better questions tomorrow. We thank Kyle and Rob and everybody else who served as our producer.
No, Matt.
Oh, yeah, this is WKOK Sunbury.